Chapter 5 Deirdre.
In Ireland, King Connachar is having a big party with his knights. They are called the Knights of the Red Branch. It is a lively party with lots of people. The king, the knights, the druid Cathbad, and some lords. While they are eating and drinking, a woman arrives and says that the daughter of Felim, one of the lords, is just born. Felim is very happy, and the king asks the druid Cathbad to tell something about the future of the baby. So Cathbad says,
"This is not an ordinary child. She will be very beautiful, and her name will be Deirdre. She will marry a foreign king, and she will cause sorrow among the people of Ireland."
When they hear the prophecy of the druid, some knights say,
"Kill the child!"
King Connachar is very curious to see how beautiful Deirdre will be, and says,
"It is not a good thing to kill a child. I will marry her when she is 15 years old, and so she will not marry a foreign king and will cause no sorrow in Ireland."
The king decides that Deirdre must live in a secret place. She mustn't see anybody except him and a woman called Levisham. The woman must look after her. Deirdre goes to a secret place with Levisham, and there she spends some years. She learns lots of things about nature, music, and singing. She is very beautiful. She's got red hair and green eyes. She gives beauty to all that she touches. One day, when she is about 15, she says to Levisham,
"Dear Levisham, in my dreams I could see a man with dark hair and bright eyes. Who is he? Do you think he can be my husband?"
"He is Naois, one of Uisnech's sons. He is a knight of the Red Branch,"
answers Levisham.
"I want to meet him,"
says Deirdre, and Levisham goes with her to meet the young man. Deirdre and Naois meet in the forest. When Deirdre sees Naois, she falls in love with him. She kisses him and says,
"I am Deirdre, and I will love you forever. You must take me away from here, because tomorrow I will be Connachar's wife."
"I am Naois," answers the young man. "I know that you must marry the king. I love you too. We will leave for Alba in Scotland immediately. Our home will be near Loch Etive." So they leave for Scotland, and they build a house there called Deirdre's Sunny Home. They live there happily for some years. One day, King Connachar sends his loyal knight Fergus to look for Deirdre and Naois in Scotland. He says,
"Fergus, go to Scotland and find Deirdre and Naois. Tell them to come back to Ireland. I will forgive them."
Fergus leaves Ireland, and after some time he finds Deirdre and Naois. Naois is happy to see him, because he is his best friend. But Deirdre is worried. She believes her dreams and says,
"We must not leave Scotland. I don't think Connachar will forgive us. I usually dream of three black ravens. They come to me with drops of honey in their beaks. But when they fly away, the honey becomes blood. Let's stay here in Scotland.
But Naois decides to go to Ireland with Fergus, and Deirdre goes with them. When they reach the coast of Ireland, they are very tired, and so they sleep in the Inn of the Red Branch. In his castle, the king is curious to know if Deirdre is still beautiful, and so he asks the knight Galban to go to the inn and look at Deirdre. That night, Galban goes to the inn and looks through the window to see Deirdre. He can see Naois, his three brothers, Fergus, and then he also sees Deirdre. Galban thinks,
"She is the most beautiful woman in the world."
Then he goes back to the king's castle to tell him about Deirdre. Connachar is jealous and angry and wants to send 100 knights to the inn. He says,
"Go to the inn and kill all the men. Bring me Deirdre alive or I will kill you."
But Levisham is at the castle too. She hears Connachar's words, and so she rides to the inn to tell Naois and Deirdre about the knights. But Naois decides to stay and fight the king's men in the great plain near the inn. Naois, his brothers and his men win the battle and want to leave Ireland immediately to go back to Scotland. Connachar can't accept this, and so he asks the druid Cathbad to practice magic to stop them. So, suddenly, Naois and his men find a forest in front of them. But in the end, they can go through it. Then, Naois and his men find a flood in the plain. Naois puts Deirdre on his shoulders and swims with the others. After that, Cathbad turns the water to stone. And so Naois, his brothers and his men are destroyed. Only Deirdre is alive because she is on his shoulders. Suddenly the water disappears and Deirdre is alone on the plain. King Connachar goes to the plain and takes Deirdre to his castle because he wants to marry her. On the way to the castle, Deirdre is so unhappy and desperate. She doesn't want to live without Naois, and so she throws herself from the chariot and dies. Connachar decides to bury her near her home, but at night, one of Deirdre's friends takes her body and buries it near Naois. Deirdre's friend puts two trees on their graves, and after some time, the branches of the two trees grow together to make one tree. King Connachar doesn't get married, and so there is no heir to the throne, and the House of the Red Branch finishes with him. The prophecy of Cathbad was true.